Who do you think is more superficial, men or women?
Women.
Okay, why do you say that?
Just because I am more superficial, I guess.
Some guys believe that if they become a high-value man, more women are going to find them attractive. Once they become a top-tier guy, the number of girls that are going to find them desirable is going to increase. It seems logical, doesn't it? But often it doesn't work out that way. In fact, as you become a high-quality man, the amount of women that find you desirable can decrease. That seems counterintuitive, so let's back up a little. Let's go through this step by step and explain how this happens. I want to start with a metaphor. Many years ago, I bought this brand new computer game, and it was heralded at the time as having these game-changing graphics, but I was running this new fancy game on an old and slow computer. After I installed it, I had to run it at the lowest possible settings. So, did this game have amazing graphics? To be honest, I couldn't tell because I was running it on such an old and slow system. I couldn't see the quality of this computer game because I was running it on bad hardware. In a similar way, a low-quality woman is like bad hardware. She's not going to be able to recognize good graphics. She's not going to be able to see that you're a high-quality man. All of that is completely lost on her. She is quite literally blind to your good qualities. There's a saying, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. What this means is that our perception of external reality is formed by a projection of our internal reality. Consider this. When you're in a conversation with somebody, you can never really know what their internal experience is like because you're inside you, you're not inside them. It's a fact of reality that you don't know what it's like to have the experience of another person. So what we do is we use words to communicate. I think this way, I have these feelings, I have these beliefs. Words are the best tool that we have to try and get across our internal experience to another person. But words have their limitations. Like, what if you're trying to describe an experience to somebody who has never had that experience? You try this amazing new drug and feel all of these new feelings you've never felt before. But for somebody who hasn't tried that substance, they have no idea what you're talking about. Or imagine that you're an older guy, you've just retired, and you're trying to describe what retirement is like to a young person. You're telling them about the sense of accomplishment that you feel at how much money you've made, how satisfied you were with your career, how much internal freedom you're feeling now to just do whatever you want, indulge your hobbies. But if you're talking to some young kid who's only, say, 15 years old, he has no idea what you're talking about. He hasn't experienced those same feelings. The best that he can do is to listen to your descriptions and try and imagine what you must be feeling. Perhaps the closest experience he's ever had was when he finished school for the summer and could just play sport and video games and it felt like it was going to last forever. Now that's a certain type of freedom, but nobody would call that an equivalent experience. So what does this have to do with dating and being a high quality man? Well, essentially, the internal experience of being a high quality man is not something that you're ever going to be able to communicate to a low quality woman. Forgive the crudeness, but I've made a couple of illustrations just to demonstrate my point. Hopefully this will make everything that I'm saying a lot clearer. So here we have a man who's worked on himself and he's now experiencing life as a high quality man in all facets. First, he got himself into shape. He's got a good body, he's got big strong muscles, he's got a healthy diet, and he's also made lots of money. He was very successful in his career. But he doesn't stop there. He also educated himself. He developed his intelligence and became wise. He now has an integrated system of ethics. He's a highly moral person. He's eradicated all emotional traumas that he was experiencing by going to therapy over a number of years, and he's even found, say, an element of spiritual peace, like mental clarity. So you've got this high-value guy, and now imagine him talking to a low-quality woman. He's describing his mental state, his intellectual accomplishments, his high self-esteem. If she's not experienced these things for herself, she doesn't know what he's talking about. To her, he just sounds weird. She can appreciate maybe his good body and his wealth, like those are things that she can understand, but the deeper nuances of what actually makes him a high-quality guy, the accomplishments of his personality, she is blind to because she doesn't have those same accomplishments. Remember, we do not see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. Now, in my private consultations, there's a common desire that comes up again and again, and that's the desire to be universally desired. Guys want all women to find them attractive. They want to be objectively desirable. And it sucks to be the bearer of bad news. It's like telling a child there's no Christmas, but that is never going to happen. You will never be universally desirable. In fact, as you increase your quality, lots of women will stop noticing you. When you reach a state of inner peace and emotional integration and you're very calm, well, obviously, that's a really good thing because you're no longer prone to erratic outbursts. But you see, a low-quality woman isn't going to understand that. She's going to interpret your inner peace and your calm demeanor as weakness. She looks at you and she doesn't understand where you're coming from. How can she? She's not a high-quality woman. This is why low-quality women are often attracted to the thug, bad boy, drug dealer types, because their virtues are readily apparent. The woman can relate to them. But the high-quality man, with his many accomplishments in his personality and his highly nuanced and wise way of looking at the world, she doesn't understand that. So what's the point then? Why go to all of this effort to make yourself into a high-quality man if it's not going to help you achieve universal desirability? So here's the thing about becoming a high-quality man. The point isn't to increase the number of women who are attracted to you. It's to increase your likelihood of attracting a very specific type of woman, the high-quality woman. Once you become a top-tier guy and you've really got high standards for the kind of woman that you're with, you'll understand why this is so important. When you meet a woman who is smart, ethical, beautiful, a 10 out of 10 high-quality woman, you will rather be attractive to her than to be attractive to 100 low-quality women. And so you see, you're not really losing out on anything. You don't want a low-quality woman to be attracted to you. What a pain to deal with. And having 100 of them attracted to you isn't going to be any better. Remember, you just need one high-quality woman to have a healthy relationship with, to have children with, to live a life together. And if you're only going to be with one woman, you have to make sure that she is a top-notch choice. You should only be in a relationship with a high-quality woman. When you're at that stage, it won't matter to you that all the low-quality women don't find you desirable. Who cares what they think? You've got the love of a good woman. Her opinion matters. You can comfortably ignore all of the rest of the women because they quite literally cannot even recognize a high-quality man. It doesn't matter what they think. So if you're one of these guys that wants to be objectively attractive to all women, I encourage you to give up this fantasy. You will not be universally desirable. That's not going to happen. You will be a victim of your own accomplishment. The correct way to measure yourself, I mean, is obviously it needs to be self-generated. You need to have self-esteem based on your own opinion. But when it comes to women, the correct way to measure success is not whether hundreds and hundreds of women find you desirable. It's whether one genuinely high-quality woman finds you desirable. Only her opinion counts, and you can safely ignore all of the rest.